for us in this show to show black people finding love whenever and wherever they find it, right? You know that we included interracial couples in the first season, and there's one in this season as well. Because at the end of the day, our goal is to show ourselves in happy, loving relationships. That was our goal in terms of creating this show. So, you know, I'm happy you haven't given up on love altogether. But we should talk about this giving up on black men situation.
Don't do it yet.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, no, whatever you've experienced is still...
She's 34. She doesn't have the time. Direct quote.
Oh.
Look, you might not like this, but you gotta make the time. Like, you really do. Like, so oftentimes people don't make space for it. You know, they talk about what their priorities are, but what they actually do is something that does not reflect the stated priorities. And so you say, oh yeah, I want to be married, I want to do this, yet you don't give people the time of day. I'm not saying that this is you, but certain people will, they don't make it a priority. They don't put themselves out there. They don't sort of allow for that thing to happen. And so it's not like, I'm going to be a broken record with it. It's not like TV or film or social media where, you know, it's a perfect story. And so sometimes it requires risking embarrassment. Sometimes, like my wife did. We literally would not be sitting here, all of us right now, had my wife not hit on me.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, like the show wouldn't exist, you wouldn't be here. And so, I appreciate it. Because look, sometimes as guys, we're dumb. We don't get it. It's like, you think you're letting us know, you think you're looking at us, you think whatever. We don't get it. And sometimes if you're a nice guy, it's like, you know, you don't wanna, you've also been sort of shot down, or you know, that all these women are sort of mean or men haters or whatever it may wanna be. It makes it really difficult. And so it's like, I don't want to say hello because she's gonna be like, hello, how are you doing? What?
What?
I just said hi.
And I'll say this too, you know, what in life is easy? What in life is easy? If you're pursuing any goal, whatever that may be, it's not going to be easy. And if you say you're going to cut off black men, you're cutting off all the possibilities of what could be. You haven't met any, I mean, you've met a small segment, probably black men from Chicago, maybe New York, whatever that may be. You got to keep yourself open to that. So you must persist without exception.
Yeah.
And even if you are 34 years old, it may happen when you're 90, but damn it, it's going to be the best 2-3 years of your life. Because guess what? God might be saving you from someone who's going to rape you, who's going to kill you, who's going to stalk you. You never know what he's saving you from.
The test is your
mind and heart open to all the possibilities.
But okay.
I believe you are going to find the one, or he's going to find you. I really do. And you just got to be open to it, and please don't give up, because somebody out there is looking for you.
That's right.
Like, really, somebody is.
And Tommy, up top, if I may add, way up top, I got another question way up in the top. But if I may add, I want to say words are things, and no matter what type of experiences we go through, we have to be conscious of the words that come out of our mouth, because those things become real. So when we say, I'm done with black love, that's what you're putting out there. That's what's coming back to you.
Yeah.
So the key is to always, speak positivity and profess and proclaim what you want and what it is you want, when you expect it to come, how you expect it to come. Brother Eddie George said he had always prayed and spoke for a woman of her stature, and she showed up. Hello? So I want you to practice speaking well of yourself and well of black men. Write it, get your affirmations down, and claim that he's coming. And we'll come back to Chicago for season 3. Possibly featuring you and your boo. Hello? Now I'm speaking that in Jesus' name. We got another question up top. Holding on to something, you're mad at somebody, and somebody did it to you, and they did it. Let that thing go, because when your heart gets hardened, you're blocking the miracles that God has for you, whether it's a relationship, a job, a financial blessing, whatever. So you can have a grievance or a miracle, but you can't have both. You want to be mad? Be mad, but don't question why those things are not coming into your life, because that's the energy that you're putting out. Amen?
Wait, all right, yeah. What's the book, see? Somebody wants to read it. That's so.
This is almost our last question.
Everyone, I'm Tatiana Green from blissforsingles.com. So I love what you guys are doing with Black Love, and thank you for coming to Chicago. So as a fellow millennial, some of the single ones who aren't married yet, I've run across many people in my age group who are apprehensive about getting married. What would you all say are the benefits of being married now that you're in it?
Good question. You have somebody that's there for you. Like, this is my rock right here. Like, I know through thick and thin, no matter what, I can turn to him. He gave me my baby. Like, everything that I always tell him, we've been together for 20 years. This is the longest I've ever had stability in my life. He provided that when we joined together. So, yeah, don't I? You're so cute. I love him to death. So
I would say the benefits, man, you have a chance to truly experience love and all the things that come along with that. You know, you have a chance to become better. Mm-hmm. You know, like I say, it's your better half. It truly is, because she makes me better. Every time I wake up and I look at her in the morning, it's like I gotta be better, you know? I've gotta work for my family. And having a family, having my sons, man, it's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, taking my sons to the amusement park and hearing them laugh and creating those moments. Because when you die and when you leave your legacy, all you have is those moments, those times of love and family and perseverance. So that's the benefits, that marriage makes me better.